You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.
You're listening to Captain Drake, and I'm your host, the Rosary Contrite, the Captain Dr. Bob. Hello? It's not working. I need some help.
It's working. Go on.
Hello, everybody. I am Rosalie Contrite of the Contrite Catholic blog. You can always find me at ContriteCatholic.com. And I am here today with my husband, Mariano.
Nice to be here.
He's lying. He's being forced. What we want to talk about today is going to be our whole show. We're not going to break it up into segments. And I think it's a really important topic. And it's media that we're allowed to take in as Catholics. And if you can hear some noise, I have the baby on my lap right now and she keeps kicking things. So we'll try to keep that to a minimum, but I can't make any promises. And essentially what I want to talk about with media is I think there's a lot of people out there who are like, if you're a good Catholic, you can't watch movies with X, Y, and Z, or you can't watch movies that are made by this person, or just silly things like that. So I want to start off with Mariano's view of media and what you can take in, because he is pretty, adventurous in the media that he takes in. And so you can give us your point of view on why you think it's acceptable and how it doesn't hurt your faith.
I don't think it's all acceptable for everyone. I think you have to know what you can accept and take in and know what's right and wrong and what you can't do that yourself. Obviously there's things that are just inappropriate no matter what, but
so like
there's gray areas.
Sure. The church doesn't give us any teachings on that. Although USCCB does review, some movies. I don't know if they do shows, but you can kind of see what their view is. And again, I don't know that that's like an official church teaching, more of an opinion of the Conference of Bishops in the United States. But like, let's say, like you're saying, like there are some things that are wrong no matter what.
Yes, like pornography, for example. I mean, that's just...
No. I mean, how do we decide what is that? Like, because some people would say Game of Thrones, for example, is pornographic. And so the question becomes, how do I know if it's a show that I can watch and be like, know that it's morally sound?
I mean, it's kind of, like you said, the USCCB reviews things, but it's also what you hear from other Catholics, what you know yourself. Sometimes you have to watch the first 5 minutes of something and realize this is not for me. Or, you know, I mean, there's different avenues to go about figuring these things out. And there's not one concise, straightforward way to do it, I guess.
That doesn't really answer the question. So I'm saying some people say that Game of Thrones is pornographic. And you're saying that pornography is always wrong. So what is your take on that?
I don't know. I mean, there's parts of it that definitely are and that you have to fast forward through if you want to watch the show or, you know, turn away and things of the sort. But, I mean, I'm talking like...
Yeah, you're talking about...
Store on the corner with the parking in the back and the boarded up windows because if you're underage, you're not allowed to look in it. I mean, that stuff is blatantly wrong.
Yes, yes, yes. And I don't think anybody is going to disagree with that. But what I'm saying is you're saying that it's acceptable in shows then?
No, it's not. But I mean, if it's in there, you work around it. You don't, like, when it comes on, I mean, anymore we have our phones with us all the time. I look down at my phone and get on Facebook for the 30-second clip or whatever and do things like that to avert my eyes from it. I mean, it's everywhere. You can't, in the world we live in today, it's unfortunate, but you can't avoid it.
I think
you
that's, yeah.
You can't block it completely out, or you'd be living in the timber in the middle of no man's land. I mean, there's no way to completely avoid all obscenities, pornography, everything else, and you have to find ways to look away, avert yourself, to not let it affect you.
And I think a lot of people will react to art differently. So what we say about art is that it might represent a truth. It might show something that's not good. But just by virtue of watching it does not necessarily mean I'm supporting it. So let me give you an example. One of my very favorite movies is Gran Torino, as you know. And there's a lot of objectionable material in there. But I don't think watching it says that I support racism or sexual assault or anything like that. And so I have trouble with the argument, and we are picking on Game of Thrones today because that's so hotly debated. But it really is just one we're throwing out there. You could substitute any show that has a good deal of nudity in it. And I guess I lost my train of thought.
Shucks.
Where did it go? What was I saying?
Gran Torino.
Ah, yeah, okay. So the argument gets made a lot that if you're watching something, you are therefore supporting the content. And I don't think that's a true argument that can be made. In the sense that if I watch Gran Torino, I'm supporting racism. So if I'm watching Game of Thrones, it doesn't mean I support the immoral behavior that's being portrayed. And of course, I'm not supporting it one way or another, but I think your point is really interesting. Hold on. What? What's wrong, little baby? Real Catholic life here. Is that, especially as a male, you're just bombarded with this stuff left and right.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the button right on the head. I mean, it's everywhere. You can't avoid it. I mean, it's all over the internet. It's all over TV. It's all over everything. I mean, it's just...
Well, and I think you're somebody who has never really struggled, especially the way that I have seen and known other people to struggle.
No, and that's kind of why I'm a little bit more laid back when it comes to these issues, I guess is the best way to put it. But if you struggle with it, then that's, you have to take a different approach. I mean, every person is different in the way they need to approach these kind of things. I can't tell Joe down the street, you know,
you can't watch this movie. Yeah. Only he knows if these things, watching them, is going to lead him down an immoral path. Now, on the other hand, I have heard an excellent argument about media, and it has really made me think about what I take in as a viewer. And that is, if you're on a diet, you're not going to sit around and watch the cooking show while they make desserts all day, right? Because you're trying...
I don't know. I'm on a diet right now, and that tasty thing on Facebook just gets me every time.
Okay, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not good. It makes it harder to stick to your diet. And so the argument has been made, if you're watching shows that have a lot of immorality in them, that you kind of... that you'll internalize it, that you won't even realize it. Kind of like how they say, you know, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are. We're affected by the things around us. Do you think that's true?
Yes, we definitely are. I mean, but then again, different people are affected different ways. And
yeah.
Some are able to brush it off and go on and lead their good lives. And some are affected differently and sink into that deep, dark place and... Can't
they can't handle it.
Can't handle it, yeah.
And I really agree with that because I watch a lot of media and I think that a lot of, especially, you know, very holy people might say, I don't really think that that's something that is good or moral to watch. And okay, maybe they're right because I'm just not the holiest person that there is. But I think if it doesn't bother me, if it isn't affecting my moral compass, if I'm conscious of the things that I'm seeing. So let's say I'm watching something and there's infidelity. If there's ever a time where I go, well, maybe infidelity isn't that bad, then I think that that's something that, I should be alerted. But if when I see the infidelity in the movie, my response is that's disgusting, that's immoral, it's part of the story that I'm, you know, reading, watching, whatever it is, I think that's also important to know how I'm processing it.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of in a roundabout way what I was saying too. I mean, if it affects you, you have to cut it out basically. I mean, I know it's tough for mm-hmm. people to do, and like I mean, I'm not saying this is the same as heavy addictions to different things, but it is an addiction for some people.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it definitely ruins lives. I mean, I think it sounds cliche, but when you really look into it, and especially addiction to sort of the, I don't know, how do you want to say it? Adult films or whatever. It really does ruin lives. And I didn't understand that until I converted and, was reading books about people whose lives had really been ruined by not seeing this as a bad thing. And so it just crept, it took more and more of their life because they didn't see anything wrong with it. And then before they knew it, it ruined their marriages, their relationships and what have you. So I think we need to be cognizant of the possibility that it can really be damaging. And we also might not know that it's damaging us when it is. We need to be humble enough to recognize that just because I want to watch something is not necessarily a good reason.
And to go along that with that, we need to recognize with ourselves. And if you recognize with others around you, you need to say something. I mean, it's not just, yes, it's a personal issue and it affects you personally. But if I see my wife, something happening with her when we're watching a show that's a little racier, I guess is the nice way to put it.
Or I can't handle
like
it.
If
I like to oogle the men.
If she starts, drooling and
oh my
things
God.
Of the sort, I need to pause the movie, show, podcast, YouTube video, whatever it is, and sit down and talk with her. I mean, you need to be responsible for yourself first and foremost. But if you see others, obviously you need to help them too.
You know what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to be like, those guys in the shorty shorts were asking for it. No, what? I'm just kidding. Because that's sometimes something that I hear. And yeah, we do need to be responsible for ourselves. And looking out for each other, humble enough to accept fraternal correction. Because I think that's really a good point.
Yes.
If you're watching something, and honestly, you don't watch that much TV. He watches, like, the news and the Cubs baseball games. So, well, I guess the commercials can be kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't watch much baseball games. It's nothing but, like, Cubs play a lot of day games, so they're attracting to the older crowd that's usually retired and at home during the day.
So is that, like, Cialis commercials?
Yes. That is not a plug for Cialis, by the way.
No.
I hear that on the radio. They say that you can't plug things. So.
I'm not recommending it in any capacity whatsoever. I'm so sorry that we just mentioned it. So, yeah. But I think we need to be humble enough if somebody says, hey, are you sure you should be watching that? To assess it humbly because they are looking out for us. They're not doing it to be judgmental, but also as the person fraternally correcting, if that person determines upon real reflection that that show is not a danger to them or not harmful to them, that it's not our place to judge them. It's not our place to say that show is objectively wrong to watch, because if it were objectively wrong to watch, we would have more clear black and white guidance from the magisterium of the church. And what we find is that art is very subjective. So, you know, who is that? Is it the Venus de Milo with no arms and she's topless?
Possibly. I'm not a...
Or, you know, oh, the statue of David. And at the Vatican, they've, like, put a maple leaf on him and taken it off and put it on. Huh?
That one's not at the Vatican, but...
Where is it?
It's in Florence. Been there, done that.
Well, okay. He's like a pop, skip, and a jump away.
But yes, there's...
Hopefully he's not doing too much running with just that maple leaf.
Like the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, okay. So there's a lot of nudity on it. And I think because art is subjective, to somebody, I don't know, maybe it is an occasion of sin. It's not for me. So I don't think there's a problem with me looking at it. And I really think that a good argument can be made that there never needs to be a leaf on the David. I just don't think.
I don't remember one way or the other if there's a leaf on it, but I mean, that's not the thing. I mean, that...
What? You didn't inspect when you...
A piece of... So, going off subject here, that piece of artwork is just... It's as close to perfect as you can get for a sculpture, in my opinion. And I mean, you don't sit there and marvel at his you-know-what. You marvel at the entire body of work and things of the sort, where... You know, other thing where if the artwork is focusing on the parts that are immodest, then yes, there's probably an issue. But back to the Sistine Chapel, I mean, there's a million things going on there, and it's probably the most beautiful piece of artwork I have ever seen in person, and it's amazing. And you don't.
I thought I was the most beautiful piece of artwork that you've ever seen.
You're the most... Yes.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Oh my god.
But, I mean...
I look like a dead, wet cat with scurvy.
Lies. True lies. That's all lies. but back to my point. I mean, there's things where the focus is not on the...
That's not the focus of it.
That's not the focus of it. Whereas other things where it's the focus, then that's something you should really... take into thought and reflect and pray about and decide, is this really something I should be watching, listening to, doing, whatever.
And there's a show I kicked off of my viewing radar a while ago. I won't call it out for what it is, but I just felt like there was a lot of gratuitous sex in it. And for that reason, not that it was a near occasion of sin for me, but it kind of grossed me out, honestly. It was just so much. It was so graphic. And I was just like, you know, this almost takes away from this story. Like, they've ruined it with how much there is in this. So I took it off my radar. Having said that, I don't make a judgment on anybody else who does watch it, because I do know that there are good Catholic people who watch it. I had someone tell me that self-delusion is like the first consequence of sin. This is when we were debating, and I guess I was kind of like, okay. Then how do I know about how anything is? Like, maybe I'm deluding myself about everything. Are we really here?
Pinch.
Ow.
Yep, we're here.
Okay, so we're just kind of getting off subject here. I guess about media, the thing that I really struggle with is not even so much what I'm taking in and where it takes my mind, but what people think about what I take in.
Yeah, I mean, it's our culture nowadays anymore. I mean, people... It's unfortunate, but a lot of people come across as very judgmental, in my opinion. And it's kind of, I don't know, it kind of
No, I'm gonna push back there because I think we're definitely called to judge actions and not people. So what's the difference between judging an action and a person? So to judge a person is to say that this guy is a no good conhead, ninny muggin thief. And judging an action is to say that he stole and it was wrong. It makes no judgment on the person, but it does say that stealing is wrong, as opposed to calling him a cotton-headed ninny muggin thief, which would be a judgment on him.
But a lot of people can't make that
distinction. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people jump from, well, they watch that, so I'm really disappointed in them. Or, you know, everyone is not you. And I do see the argument I've heard where they're like, okay, well, it doesn't bother you. But it should. You've been too desensitized to this. The argument has been made like, okay, it doesn't bother you, but it should. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, yes, there's things that we are very desensitized in this, in the nation we live in. I mean, it's difficult to say, though. I mean, it kind of goes back to everybody's individual viewpoints on the media, on the image, whatever it is that you're looking at. I mean, you may be desensitive. I don't even know if that's a word. Desensitized.
Yeah.
To it, and that's also when you need help, but if you're getting help, the other person needs to try their best not to judge, I guess, and to just be helpful.
Yeah, and I do definitely sometimes find myself going, okay, I'm trying to rationalize away because I just want to watch the show, and no, it's probably not good for me. Probably I shouldn't be watching it. And there are times when I do make a bad decision, but I always go to confession. I always try to resolve to be better. And I think that's something that we forget. Like, if we make a mistake or just because we watched something before, doesn't mean we need to watch it again. Doesn't mean we can't repent. And it doesn't mean we're a hypocrite for saying that we don't think that it's moral just because we watched it. Like, just because I did something doesn't make it moral. I'm a fallen person, right?
Yeah, and that's why we have confession.
Yeah, we're there all the time. So if you want to see us, come wait in line at confession.
It's our ghetto jail free card, I guess. You could call it that.
Oh, that is not what it is.
I'm kidding.
What you just said is presumption. You need to go. You need to get your little booty in line and confess presumption.
It was a joke. It was for ratings.
We do not joke about the Lord. I'm sorry. Okay, so Mariano and I are going to wrap this up. I hope this has been helpful to somebody. Maybe you think we're horrible people now. Maybe you think we're great. Write us at contrite.catholic@gmail.com. Maybe you want me to quit the show and Mariano to take over. Maybe you'd like to see him again. But we are signing off, so say goodbye, boo.
Bye, boo.
You're listening to Breadbox Media. Find out more at breadboxmedia.com.